The ceremony took place 15 miles from Macondo, in the shade of a gigantic ceiba tree, around which the town of Neerlandia would be founded later. The delegates from the government and the party and the commission of the rebels who were laying down their arms were served by a noisy group of novices in white habits who looked like a flock of doves that had been frightened by the rain. Colonel Aureliano Buendia arrived on a muddy mule. He had not shaved, more tormented by the pain of the sores than by the great failure of his dreams, for he had reached the end of all hope, beyond glory, and the nostalgia of glory. In accordance with his arrangements, there was no music, no fireworks, no pealing bells, no shouts of victory, or any other manifestation that might alter the mournful character of the armistice. An itinerant photographer who took the only picture of him that could have been preserved was forced to smash his plates without developing them. The ceremony lasted only the time necessary to sign the documents. Around the rustic table placed in the center of a patched circus tent, where the delegates sat, were the last officers who were faithful to Colonel Aureliano Buendia. Before taking the signatures, the personal delegate of the President of the Republic tried to read the act of surrender aloud, but Colonel Aureliano Buendia was against it. "Let's not waste time on formalities," he said, and prepared to sign the papers without reading them. One of his officers then broke the soporific silence of the tent. "Colonel," he said, "please do us the favor of not being the first to sign." Colonel Aureliano Buendia acceded. When the documents went all around the table, in the midst of a silence that was so pure that one could have deciphered the signatures from the scratching of the pen on the paper, the first line was still blank. Colonel Aureliano Buendia prepared to fill it. "Colonel," another of his officers said, "there's still time for everything to come out right." Without changing his expression, Colonel Aureliano Buendia signed the first copy. He had not finished signing the last one when a rebel colonel appeared in the doorway leading a mule carrying two chests. In spite of his extreme youth, he had a dry look and a patient expression. He was the treasurer of the revolution in the Macondo region. He had made a difficult journey of 6 days, pulling along the mule, who was dying of hunger, in order to arrive at the armistice on time. With an exasperating parsimony, he took down the chests, opened them, and placed on the table, one by one, 72 gold bricks. Everyone had forgotten about the existence of that fortune. In the disorder of the past year, when the central command fell apart and the revolution degenerated into a bloody rivalry of leaders, it was impossible to determine any responsibility. The gold of the revolution, melted into blocks that were then covered with baked clay, was beyond all control. Colonel Aureliano Buendia had the 72 gold bricks included in the inventory of surrender and closed the ceremony without allowing any speeches. The filthy adolescent stood opposite him, looking into his eyes with his own calm, syrup-colored eyes. "Something else?" Colonel Aureliano Buendia asked him. The young colonel tightened his mouth. "The receipt," he said. Colonel Aureliano Buendia wrote it out in his own hand. Then he had a glass of lemonade and a piece of biscuit that the novices were passing around, and retired to a field tent, which had been prepared for him in case he wished to rest. There he took off his shirt, sat on the edge of the cot, and at 3:15 in the afternoon, took his pistol and shot himself in the iodine circle that his personal physician had painted on his chest. At that moment in Macondo, Ursula took the cover off the pot of milk on the stove, wondering why it was taking so long to boil, and found it full of worms. "They've killed Aureliano," she exclaimed. She looked toward the courtyard, obeying a habit of her solitude, and then she saw José Arcadio Buendia, soaking wet and sad in the rain, and much older than when he had died. "They shot him in the back," Ursula said more precisely, and no one was charitable enough to close his eyes.